Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio, and I have to say, guys, I know I'm always enthusiastic and motivated to do this radio show, but the next three shows, actually this entire week, I'm incredibly excited about. I cannot sit on this. I'm just going to tell you, on Thursday, the Jeb Blunt interview, or Blount, however you want to pronounce it, he's the guy that wrote Fanatical Prospecting and six other great books. We've already done his interview. We did it last Saturday, and it was incredible, I have to say. I loved it. He loved it, and I just was thinking the whole time I was doing this interview with him that I cannot wait to have you guys listen to this. So that's happening on Thursday, and Julie and I are talking about one of our favorite topics throughout the whole week, which is proactive lead generation or prospecting. So that is the subject for this week. And we're going to give you lots of great notes. I know what you guys want. I know what you deserve, and we're going to do our best to give it to you. You guys want actionable information, tactical, practical information. You want to know what to say. You want to know how to get the information. You don't want a lot of fluff or BS. You guys just want to be told exactly what to do so you can help people and make money. That's what this week is all about. So here's what you have to do to maximize your return on your investment of time with our this radio show today, tomorrow, the rest of the week, is you have to take notes. You have to not just take notes, you have to apply what you learn. It's not good enough that you just take notes. It's not good enough that look, I appreciate the praise. A lot of you guys, you know, listen to us while you're exercising or listen to us in the morning to motivate you or, you know, whatever. And I appreciate that. I love being part of all of your lives. You guys are part of our lives too. But it's not worth listening to if you're not going to take action on what we ask you to do. You have to make this your real estate market. You have to have the mindset that I am at the right place. I am in the right place at the right time. But I promise you guys, unless you're willing to take overwhelming action, it's not going to mean crap. So please do something with what you're going to learn today. Julie, welcome to today's radio show. And Julie's got a really fantastic email for one of our listeners to share with all of you.
Yes, and this is a great shout-out to Glenn Doki, D-O-K-I, or Dokai. Sorry if I kill your guys' names. I never mean to. I had to apologize to somebody from last week, Toby, who I thought was a gentleman but was actually a lady. And so we have since made our peace, and there's my apology for killing names. All right, so Glenn is in beautiful North Carolina, so referrals to North Carolina can go to him. And he is one of our premier coaching members. He writes, "Hi, Julie. Thanks so much for addressing my question about the pre-listing package guaranteed home sale program on your coaching call today. I did as you said and found an example guarantee program provided by the Kenmore team from Kennewick, Washington, posted on harrislearning.com website. It makes perfect sense. So thanks to them and thanks to you for providing such a powerful idea and then backing it up with examples and materials. As I mentioned on the call, I've been a full-time agent for about 6 months now. I have yet to close a transaction, and I signed up for coaching around February 1st. I have some runway left, but I was starting to get discouraged. After making the decision to start coaching, I also resolved to be, quote, as coachable as possible. For this reason, after listening to your segments on the pre-listing package, I forced myself to assume that it must make sense, even though playing with numbers for a long time, I couldn't convince myself how to make the guaranteed home sale work. It probably sounds silly, but calling you and asking this question was a significant step for me and a major change in mindset. I'm something of a professional skeptic, and I had to make myself not declare the whole thing nonsense, or a more colorful term like Tim uses on the radio show. I was once in the Navy, after all. I am so glad I didn't do that, and I made myself call you. I'm now convinced I can structure the guaranteed program that provides real value to anxious sellers without adding unacceptable risk to my business and finances. I think I mentioned on the call that I have some real estate investment experience and know a number of local investors. I'm extremely comfortable with the program as described by the Kenmore team example. Their guarantee is 85% of appraised value, and maybe could even do better than that. I wanted to thank you and Tim for one other insight now permeating into my personal habits and patterns. Recently on the radio show, Tim said something like, "You cannot wait until you feel like working because you'll never feel like working. You have to do what you don't want to do before you feel like doing it. And after you enjoy success from taking action, then you'll start to feel more like doing it." So that really resonated with Glenn. He wrote, "This insight hit me right between the eyes. I now see that I've been waiting to feel inspired my whole life, and even though I've enjoyed some success based on some natural talents, I've also limited myself and suffered mediocrity and disappointment. Obviously, I can't take credit for success in real estate sales yet, but I'm focusing on your list of $5 productive activities and avoiding the list of the four distractors. So wish me luck, and I'll be sure to let you know if and when things change. So, Glenn, the only thing I would change there is remove the if and embrace the when, because you're already making change. So I had to share that email to him because Glenn's a great premier coaching member. He's taking action. He admits that he was skeptical. And how many of you guys listening are like, well, you know, that's okay, but it won't work in my market, or I tried that once, or whatever. Glenn has decided to be coachable, and I'm sure his income was going to reflect that this year. Back to you, Tim.
Well, so guys, that was from a longtime listener like many of you who became one of our premier coaching clients. And that's the path a lot of you guys are going to find yourselves on very shortly. Because here's, Julie, I didn't talk to you about this yet. Well, actually, I think I mentioned it. I was on a call with my coaching call with Michael Gordon. He's, as you guys know, I think the number two Prudential agent in the world, him and his wife, Robin. So he was, and he's at Prudential, I think, or Caldwell, I forget. It, who knows, Berkshire Hathaway, you know, guys, whichever company, it doesn't matter, because really at the end of the day, it's about Michael and Robin, it's not about their brokers, as you guys all know. You know, broker is great, but at the end of the day, it's the work that you guys will do individually, and the broker's there to support you do your work. So he's talking about this Gary Keller speech that happened in Las Vegas last week at their homecoming event. And Gary always, I think, honestly, Gary is probably, in my opinion, he's probably the number one most important influencer person in all of real estate. And the reason is because he's not afraid to say things that are not politically correct. I mean, he's a Texan after all. And so he's able to talk about things at a level that a lot of people, that when we say the same thing, they're skeptics. And so one of the things Gary talked about was the fact that buying leads is just basically a bunch of crap. Last year he said essentially buying leads is something that lazy agents do, agents that aren't willing to learn skill set. Well, this year he was much more, let's say, professorial about it. And what he did is he just cited a simple statistic, and this was based on Keller Williams' own internal research. And here it is, and we're going to do a big story about this, a big radio show coming up, and it's important you guys understand this. Last year, basically, In 2007, okay, the return on investment for buying leads, you spend a dollar, you'd make $300 back. So buying leads in 2007 was a huge home run. Hey, guess what, guys? That's what we've been saying on this radio show forever, right? When you originally bought leads before it became oversaturated, it was actually a great return on investment. Back in the 90s, actually, when Realtor.com started selling leads, Jules and I bought leads from Realtor.com, and it worked. It was great. House values came out back in the 90s, long before most of you guys were in the business, and we bought leads from them, too. And guess what? It was great for about 6 months, and then it became oversaturated, and the leads started to stink. Well, so here's what Gary Keller said, and this is based on his research. Last year, the return on investment was down 15%. You spend a dollar, it actually ends up costing you 15 cents. You actually are getting a negative return on your investment on bought leads. And the 2007 number was negative 30%. So what you're seeing, guys, is what we've been warning you about. I know, Julie. I'm going to get the slide deck. I'm going to put it on the website. I'm going to give everyone the same information so they can have the same information and make their own informed decisions. But here's the bottom line. Buying leads, the heyday of buying leads is over. And if you're in this business and you've only been in this business for 10 years and you've only known how to get business from bought leads, I promise you, unless you develop more spokes, you're going to be out of business. You already are experiencing a huge – you guys remember when Zillow first came out, it was literally there. You're essentially paying per lead. And then basically because they need to increase their inventory, they started selling impressions. And then all of a sudden the impressions is like, what the heck does that mean? And then you get calls with these buyers or these sellers, and then the conversations would be like, well, they're talking to you and 10 other people. Well, it's because those leads are being sold to multiple agents, maybe not inside Zillow, maybe in particular. That lead was exclusive to you if you basically are that level, if you're paying thousands of dollars per month to Zillow. But that doesn't mean that same person isn't on 10 different Zillow-like sites completing other forms, and that lead isn't getting sold to other agents. And remember, guys, it's not just the portals. It's the Facebook ads. It's the pay-per-click ads on Google. Part of the radio show that I'm researching for Julie is there's probably right now easily 100 companies They're soliciting you guys to try to get you to buy leads, easily 100 right now. And the leads that they're selling you are going to be – so if Tim and Julie Harris decided if they wanted to buy a rental property in Columbus, Ohio, and you know we weren't who we were, we'd pop from one site to the other. We'd fill out different forms, getting different information. At the end of the day, that information would be sold back to you guys. That's called oversaturation. So there's too few leads, too many of you guys are buying them. And so that's the reason that when we look at the NAR research that shows the results of bought leads, most of the people that fill out forms online, internet leads, don't end up transacting at all. And if they do, it's not for 6 months. Is that the kind of business you guys want to build? And I know in the past, listen, I am very clear about this because we did it, you know, 20 years ago in the 90s, we did it. You could build a database. You could drip on those people. And I promise you, it worked then. It just doesn't work now. We're at the end of the rainbow. The pendulum has swung. I don't know how many other little, you know, ways to explain it to you guys. The days of buying leads is over. You need to decide that you're going to, you know, essentially not be dependent on bought leads anymore, and you're going to learn to generate your own business. Hey, look, if you don't believe me, Gary Keller says the same exact thing. Anybody who's reputable is telling you not to rely on Facebook ads anymore, pay-per-click ads. Those things will work in less and less degrees as time moves forward. In some cases, they don't work at all right now. And what pisses me off, what deeply saddens me, and with all sincerity, is so many of you guys don't know that there's better alternatives other than buying leads. You're getting calls and emails right now from people trying to sell your leads. I guarantee some of you right now have just checked your email and you have some email from some lead selling company. You need to have the courage to just say no. I know a lot of you guys are addicted to it because you're saying, if I stop doing this lead buying, where is that going to leave me? And you're scared and you don't know what to do. That's the reason you need to learn to self-generate. By self-generate, I mean exactly what Jeb Blunt says, and you guys listen to his interview on Thursday. Julie's going to talk about this week. Learn to prospect. Learn to go after your own business, and then you're free. How much better would you feel every single day that you knew you wake up, you'd follow a schedule, you'd be disciplined, you'd make phone calls, you'd do the lead follow-up that we ask you to do, you'd use just the systems we put in place, the like 50 different lead generation sources. At least 25 of them cost you nothing, by the way. How much better would you feel if every single day you knew you could wake up and you could lead generate, you could self-generate leads, and you wouldn't have to spend money to do it? How much better would you feel if you didn't have to, you know, beg and pray to the real estate gods that the next email was going to be a lead or the next voicemail was going to be a lead? The referral that you're going to – you guys get the point? That's insanity. You can't build a business like that, and it burns you out. And that's what frustrates me about the industry, that it's essentially feeding this poison of lead buying to agents, is because the agents are losing confidence in themselves. You guys are losing the spirit that got you into this business in the first place because you're believing the problem isn't the leads. You're believing the problem is you, and it's not. Maybe some cases it is, but for the most part, it's because you have not yet embraced, because no one's probably told you that the lead buying days are over. So we're going to be doing a radio show. We're going to get into actual stats so that most analytical, skeptical of you out there can just chew on the information and make your own decisions. But, guys, you know intuitively. I know you know. You feel what I'm saying is the truth. So stop fighting it. It's still early enough in the year that you guys can make this year as amazing as you want it to be, but you've got to learn to take the right actions and stop buying leads. Again, if you don't believe me, believe Gary Keller. And frankly, anyone else who's credible in the real estate industry is telling you the truth. So, Julie, let's get to our points. This is a really great topic, guys.
Yes. Excellent ramp up to the topic du jour of the week. So let's start out. We always like to start out making sure you guys are clear on something, checking your mindset, and then we make you more and more advanced as the week goes on when we're dealing with a big topic like this. So what is prospecting? Why is it so critical to your success? Well, Tim just explained largely why it's so critical, but it is time to drill down on this skill in order for you to be successful. Make the commitment right now to understand, implement, and perfect your prospecting abilities. That's your mindset check. So let's write down a definition in your notes. What is prospecting? Prospecting is the ability to generate quality business in an efficient and effective manner with predictable and duplicatable results. In other words, it's called freedom. It's called power. It's called running your business. Effective prospectors are not dependent on market conditions, price range, being at the right brokerage, or any other outside force. This requires skill, discipline, and action. likely the reason that not every single agent you know is a listing agent, just saying. But what are the different types of prospecting that you could or should be doing? So let's drill down on this. Really, it starts with two categories. You've got people you know who know you, okay? And then you've got people you don't know. So here's the secret. The strongest real estate practices are prospecting-based, marketing-enhanced, or marketing-based and prospecting-enhanced. It's one or the other. It's not exclusively just prospecting or just marketing. So regardless of which combination you're running, becoming a powerful prospector is key in your ability to create profit which meets or exceeds your goals. Here's a fact. The most effective prospectors work multiple spokes or categories of lead generation or prospecting. Let's look at why this is so important by digging into these two types of people that you will be calling, people you know and people you don't. So let's start with the people you know. This is everyone's favorite category. I think I can't even name anybody who doesn't love getting repeat and referral, right? It's pretty common. So category number one, people you know, past clients, people in your center of influence. Everyone loves repeat and referral business, so this should be your strongest spoke in your lead generation wheel. Advantages. These people already know, love, and trust you. They're unlikely to ask for commission reductions or kickbacks, and you probably don't have to compete for the business most of the time, although you should never assume that. What are the disadvantages? You don't know who in your database is going to move next, so you have to communicate with the whole list all the time. Strategy, have an ever-expanding list. Systematize your outreach with a combination of personal calls, happygrasshopper.com emails, and personal pop-bys. Go advanced with quarterly client appreciation events. By the way, we have a 12-month plan for that in Premier Coaching. But here's the secret. To this category, remember, these are the people we all love doing business with. They tend to be easier. But here's the secret. You must have more communication more frequently with a larger list than you ever will think. Would you agree with that, Tim?
Absolutely, but you need to learn how to touch them different ways. But just be very clear, guys, nothing will ever replace picking up the phone or going to see them in person, ever. And look, I love the fantasy of basically being able to send emails, being able to mail stuff and all that stuff, but it doesn't work as nearly as effectively as actually being disciplined about doing the actual contact. A Facebook, a tweet, an SMS, all the other stuff, it is not the same as picking up the phone or seeing them in person. Please do not be confused about that.
Absolutely. So this is a category we love, but you've got to do more communication in more different ways with a larger list with greater frequency. Just, you know, having a lunch or brunch now and then when you feel like it and maybe you're kind of starved for business, that's not really a plan. So let's look at the other bucket of people that you're going to be prospecting, people you don't know. Now, who is in this list? It's everyone who's not a past client or in your sphere of influence. Our favorites are unrepresented sellers, otherwise known as FSBOs, expireds, both new and old, NODs, new construction. There's a lot more, but these are the most effective. So what are the advantages here? You know they're ready to sell. Many of them are ready today. Most of the people in this bucket have already demonstrated a willingness to list, like expireds, for example. What are the disadvantages? Well, because they don't know you, and here's the rub. Here's why many of you avoid this like the plague. Because they don't know you, you need a higher level of skill, scripts, discipline, objection handling to successfully help these prospects. This is a harder category, but it's also a faster way towards business. If I've got a half an hour today, and I, even though I'd rather talk with nice, friendly past clients and maybe have three good conversations, if I've got a half an hour and I need a listing right now because I'm listless or my listings are selling as soon as I put them on the market, I'm going straight to expireds. I might even go straight to for sale by owner simply because the phone number is right in front of me. It's faster. I have a higher likelihood, assuming that I have skill, discipline, some reasonable objection handling, and I'm certainly following scripts, I probably am going to set an appointment, just spending that half hour of power prospecting to people who actually have raised their hands, I have a house to sell. So you have some decisions to make. What is your personal ideal combination of spokes in your lead generation wheel? So I wrote down some recommendations here, Tim, but if you'd like to hover here and, you know, add anything to the people you know, people you don't know conversation, I think so many agents are unclear, and they're taught to do things like, you know, just never-ending just listed and just sold calls, which are not particularly effective, right? But it does get you on the phone. I'll grant you that. Go ahead.
Well, so let's talk, guys, just a quick reminder. We won't tell you the whole story. And you guys are longtime listeners. You know this. The wheels and the wheels, spokes in the wheel analogy, Julie and I came up with that probably about 15 years ago. And it's an easy visualization. If you have a bicycle wheel, let's say, with one spoke, the wheel's obviously not going to have a lot of integrity. Imagine rolling down the street with that one spoke on your front wheel, and all of a sudden you hit just even the smallest of pebbles on the road. Obviously, the wheel, because it's not very strong, is going to collapse. Well, that same exact thing happens when you guys are one-spoke wonders, as we call them, with regards to lead generation. Your one spoke, if it's paid lead generation, even if it's from a bunch of different companies, it's still just one spoke. So what we coach everyone to do is build, frankly, no more than realistically than 6 or 7 really strong spokes, because it's very difficult to keep many more spokes than that strong. You know, and the first spokes you should add, and maybe in some cases the only spokes you ever add, are the spokes that are basically revolving around proactive lead generation. That's the main thing. The first spokes you add have to be the strongest. We could, the same analogy you could take it to talk about building, you know, the foundation has to be strong, those types of things. But conceptually understand that if you have one spoke or just two spokes really, you're not going to have a very strong wheel. And that's going to result in inconsistent cash flow, inconsistent lead flow, ups and downs in your closings. All the stresses that you guys feel, it always comes back down to one thing. And please, again, don't be confused. Bought leads from any source, pay-per-click, Facebook, whatever the next trendy hoo-ha thing is, they're all going to basically be the same spoke, because those things ebb and flow in unison. You'll see maybe that Facebook's more powerful than Google at bot leads, but the quality of the leads are virtually the same, aren't they? See what I'm saying? So you need to basically have the discipline of realizing that the bot leads, things that require you to, you know, essentially pay for as far as lead generation goes, are always going to be less effective than the things you know how to do yourself. So when you're building your lead generation wheel, if you're one of our – actually, I'll tell you guys, what all of you should do, if you haven't done this yet, is you need to get a copy of the Real Estate Treasure Map, and it's a free book. We're going to give it to you free. All you have to do is fill out that form. A lot of you are listening on our site, timandjulieharris.com, or you can just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. And by just simply filling out that simple form, we're going to give you those 6 books. But really, the most important book – well, there's 2 most important books – are the Real Estate Treasure Map and Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate. You have to get those 2 books. It's absolutely imperative that you get those 2 books. And when you do, you're going to be entitled, and this is a really cool part that so many of you guys are just giving us so many nice words about in emails, is you're entitled to have an absolutely complimentary, no charge, no obligation call with one of our newer enrollment coaches, and they're going to help you get started on the Real Estate Treasure Map. The Real Estate Treasure Map is your business plan, so you absolutely positively have to get that started and take that seriously. If you've not done that yet, or if you haven't done it for a while, and you're not a premier coaching member, just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. The books were – we changed out the books and added new ones too. You guys will see that. One of the other books is your 12-month lead generation plan. So go to timandjulieharris.com or go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com and simply fill out that form. You get all the books for free, no obligation, and you also get a complimentary – it's usually 20 or 30-minute coaching call with one of our coaches. So, guys, it's a win-win for you. It's our way of saying thank you for being listeners. Julie, I know you have to get ready for your premier coaching call. And reminder, premier coaching members, and this was probably the smartest thing Julie ever did. It was her idea. So the change we made to the service we provide, so this message is specifically for the thousands of you that are premier coaching members. Remember, you guys now have daily one-on-one coaching with Julie, and the call starts right after this. Well, it depends on your time zone if you're listening to us live, but go to the Harris Learning website, and you can see the call time for your time zone. But you guys definitely want to start attending that call live daily with Julie, except for Thursdays. That's when Coach Rochelle does it. And then on those calls, you literally will hear from Julie, ask her direct questions, and it's your opportunity. You don't have the old system was you guys had to wait 30 days and talk with a coach, but it wasn't good enough. And Julie and I, frankly, wanted to give you guys way better value for the same, you know, no increase in cost. So that's the reason that now you get daily one-on-one coaching calls, and Coach Julie is your premier coach. So make sure you're attending that. Julie, anything else you'd like to say to these guys? I know you have to prepare for that.
Well,
coaching
I'll give them my quick recommendation combination of spokes. If they're just stymied by how do I mix and match and who should I be prospecting and how do I set this up, here is my recommended list, and everyone's is going to be a little bit different, but here is your recommended spokes in the wheel. A very strong past client center of influence spoke, which has many spokes working together, such as a minimum and reasonable number of personal calls every day, at least 1 lunch, brunch, or coffee in person with someone in your database every week, ideally in a restaurant in your main farm area. At least 3 past client center of influence pop-bys weekly, which we also teach you in Premier. Happygrasshopper.com, which you'll have to go to. I'm running out of time to explain that. 1 to 3 center of influence meetings per week, and charity work to expand your center of influence. There's a lot to that because that should be a very robust spoke. Everyone should be working with for sale by owners and expireds, new and old and follow-ups, and then new construction, both referrals from new build reps, as well as spec home listings from small and medium-sized builders. And then I do recommend mixing it up a little bit. Choose something for your 5th or 6th spoke that's a little bit unusual, right? So something like for rent by owners, not many people prospect them. Housing coordinators, and retirement facilities.
You're going to fire hose mode. I'm visualizing all these agents trying to write all these things down. Guys, don't worry. We're going to talk about all this and the upcoming shows this week, and we're going to go into more detail about all of it. So Julie's got to jump to get to the Premier Coaching call. Make sure you guys who are members of the Premier Coaching Program participate on the closed private Facebook group, but also be attending Julie's coaching call every single day. It starts in about 4 minutes. In the meantime, if you guys need us for anything, please just go to email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Listen, listeners, there's 170,000, 173,000 of you, just depending on the day. So we are speaking to a massive number of real estate agents, considering that there's basically a million one agents in the United States. And I know we have listeners all over Europe. We have listeners in Canada. The map from Blog Talk Radio shows all the places where you guys are listening from. Here's the main takeaway from today's show, and here's the main takeaway that I want you guys to please consider applying to your entire the way you coexist with others on this planet, is a lot of it does come down to the idea that you're not going to wait, that you're going to this is the right time, this is the right place, and it turns into your actions. If you're not willing to take actions, if you're not willing to do work, if, as Gary Keller says, you're just going to hit the lazy button and basically buy leads, you're never going to get anywhere. You're always going to be beholden to somebody else. It's a huge mistake to have that mindset. And I apologize on behalf of anybody who told you that that was the way you were supposed to build your business. They lied to you unknowingly. Let's give them a hall pass on the misinformation that they gave you. If anybody tells you that the way you build your business is buying leads, you need to have the maturity to know that they're telling you a bunch of crap. And bottom line is just look at the facts, look at the stats, look at the reality of it, and look what's happened to that space. So, guys, fight against the tendency to want to hit the easy button and embrace the fact that long-term, ever-increasing success comes from doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. If there's anything you ever need from Julie and I, we read and respond to your emails. We have quite a few of you I know that are not in the real estate industry that are listening to us as well now. Just email us directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Anytime we can ever be of service to any of you in any way, we're here for you. Thank you. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.